This is the Game Misconduct Podcast with Don LaGreca.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Game Misconduct. I am Don LaGreca. Do have a special announcement. Michelle Storino is going to be joining us coming up tomorrow, of course, from NHL Radio up in Canada. We're able to narrow her down by popular request, by demand from you, that Michelle be on again. We haven't had her in over a year, but she's going to join us tomorrow, and we'll go over all the games and playoffs and all that, as the playoffs are going to begin coming up on April 10th. So Michelle will join us coming up tomorrow. Just a bit of a programming note. Go over the four games yesterday. Of course, the biggest game. So glad this was on national television in the States. Lightning beat the Capitals in overtime 5-4. Victor Hedman does it again, scoring in OT after Kucherov scores late in the third period to tie it up at four. You know, Lightning have nothing to play for, but they kind of get a sense of the moment. They've already clinched the President's Trophy, and this is the second meeting with Washington since Saturday, and they're going to play again before the season comes to an end. So the two teams that hooked up in the Eastern Conference Final last year had not played until the middle of March this year. Both games ended up being very competitive. Both games won by the Lightning, including last night. But Kucherov is just so good. 119 points now, which is ridiculous. Scored two goals last night. Vasilevsky was outstanding. Don't be swayed by the fact that he had given up four goals in the game, because the shots were just ridiculously in favor of the Capitals. 58-28, a ridiculous performance by Vasilevsky. I mean, Tampa's just scary good. But the thing about Tampa is they play the Hurricanes tonight, and they'll probably lose. Why? Because they've already clinched the President's Trophy. They're not going to need the game quite as much, and they probably can't get caught up in the moment. They were able to get caught up in the moment against Washington, where they know that's a team that they're going to have to beat. Even though they're the President's Trophy winner and they're going to be the hunted going into the playoffs, Washington's still the defending Stanley Cup champion, right? So they're going to rise to that occasion, especially on the road, make a statement. They did it. They blew the lead. They win the game 3-for-3 on the power play. I mean, you just can't compliment how good this Tampa Bay team can be. But it's so rare, as we talked about before, in the 30-plus years of the President's Trophy, only 8 have won it. And we've seen even that Detroit Red Wing team that will probably end up at the end of the day being better than this Tampa team did not win the Cup in 96. They lost to the Avalanche in the conference final. So it just makes it so interesting to just see where this Lightning trail is going to end for them. But they are just good, captivating. But Caps can play with them. Caps can be one of those teams that certainly could be a thorn in their side. Boston another. We'll wait and see how it all pans out. But Lightning Caps really lived up to expectations, and hopefully a lot of people got a chance to see it and would not be surprised if those two teams hook up again in the conference final again. Leafs, they had lost 4 of 5 going into their game against the Sabres. They beat Buffalo 4-2. This game was tied at 1 late in the second period, so they just couldn't shake the Sabres, who had taken an early 1-0 lead on the Middlestat goal. But the Matthews gets a goal early in the second period, tied it at 1. Then Tavares' goal with 1:28 to go in the second period broke the tie, his 41st of the season. And then Toronto owned the third period. A little bit of a note, Alexander Nylander, of course, the brother of Michael Nylander. Michael Nylander is obviously his dad. William Nylander, his brother, gets his first National Hockey League goal in his 5th NHL game. So that's good for Buffalo, which has really become a lost season. So Toronto stuck at 3. We'll keep an eye on them. We'll talk to Michelle tomorrow about it. She certainly watches a lot of the Leafs being up in Toronto and just what the vibe is for the Leafs going into the playoffs. But just to look at Buffalo for a second, I watched a lot of this game, and I just couldn't help but think about what used to be and the optimism around the Sabre team with the 10-game winning streak. And I don't think anybody had them pegged as a Stanley Cup contender, but certainly a playoff team, when you go back to November and December, seemed like a possibility, and how it's all fallen apart. And I'll be very interested to see what the powers that be in Buffalo decide to do with Phil Housley in his second year, 2 years missing the playoffs, miserable second half of the year in year two, what they decide to do. Do they let him go? Because he has no history to really go off of. This is his first head coaching opportunity. I'm not sure what the Buffalo Sabres are going to do. I think there's, I'm not going to say that there's too much talent for them to be where they are necessarily, but at what point is this Sabre team just going to start moving in the right direction? And when do you start pulling certain strings to get the people around the players to get those players better? And we'll see how it works out for Buffalo during the offseason. But what a shame. A team that had a 10-game winning streak, a team that really looked like they were going to contend, now two games under NHL 500 at 31-33-9. Jets beat the Ducks 3-0, 29 saves for Connor Hellebuyck. So good job out of the Jets, who beat the worst team in the Western Conference in the Canucks, a 7-4 win over the Senators. But I got to be honest with you, and I know we talk about tanking and trying to finish with the best chances of the top pick in the draft. Give Ottawa credit. They come to play every night. They may not be good enough, but, you know, they come off the Saturday victory against Toronto, and they lose 7-4 in Vancouver. It can't be easy. I went through it just last week with the Rangers. This late in the season, knowing you're not making the playoffs, go out to Western Canada when you're down the single digits left in your season. It's tough. But they fought hard in this one. They tried to hang in this game as much as possible. They're just not good enough to finish it off. Brady Tkachuk gets his 17th of the year. Oscar Lindbergh's been hot since coming over in the trade. With Vegas has been good. And Anthony Duclair gets his 15th of the season. He's actually been pretty good. Maybe he's found a home in Ottawa. But in a lost season as well, Bo Horvat's been good. He's now got 27 goals on the season. Erickson had a tremendous night as well, as Vancouver puts up a touchdown against Ottawa. But I just want to acknowledge the fact that the Senators do play hard every single night. They may not win, but they do put up an entertaining fight. So those were the four games on the docket last night. Bunch of important games tonight. Coyotes trying to hold on to that last playoff spot. It'll be in Florida to take on the Panthers. Devils and Bruins from New Jersey as the Bruins trying to lock up home ice advantage. Interesting to see what Tampa's going to do in the second of back-to-backs. Hurricanes need this game. They've got games in hand on Pittsburgh, can close the gap for third place in the Metro with the Penguins in Nashville tonight. So that's a big game for Carolina. Tampa on the second of back-to-backs, not needing the game. I wouldn't be surprised if the Hurricanes can get one tonight. So the Penguins have to be careful against the Nashville team coming off a shutout victory earlier in the week. Big game in Montreal between the Canadiens and the Islanders. Islanders now losing out on first place, with Washington, of course, winning and taking over first place back on Tuesday and getting the point last night. So now the gap is 3 points, but the Islanders have a game in hand. So they're taking on a Montreal team that, as we stand right now, is a point out of a playoff spot. So a huge game for Montreal, huge game for the Islanders to win with this game in hand, get within a point of Washington. So that's a big game here for the Montreal Canadiens and the Islanders at the Bell Center. Red Wings and the Blues, and the Flyers are at the Blackhawks. Chicago's still a chance to make the postseason. Philadelphia as well, but Philadelphia's beginning to fade here. But Chicago is playing some great hockey, as we talked about on the podcast earlier this week. They sit 4 points out of a playoff spot with a game in hand on Arizona. So Arizona playing tonight, of course, at Florida. So Chicago with a chance here to see if they can't get within two and still maintain the game in hand. They also have a game in hand on Colorado, who's ahead of them. They're 2 points ahead of them. The Row wins again. The advantage stands at Colorado right now. But the Avalanche will be at Dallas tonight, so that's a tough one. Big game for the Avalanche, too, and Dallas trying to hold on to that wild card spot. So the games are important, so Chicago's got an eyeball that situation. Minnesota's idle. They're not playing tomorrow until they go to Washington. So Minnesota's schedule's tough. So a real chance here for Chicago, Colorado to take advantage of Minnesota being off tonight. And of course, Minnesota having to be in Washington tomorrow. So a great chance there for the Blackhawks to gain some ground. Senators second of back-to-back against the Flames. Flames trying to hold off the San Jose Sharks for first in the division. Huge game for the Blue Jackets in Edmonton against the Oilers. Now, this is an interesting game because before you say, oh, that's an easy 2 points for the Blue Jackets, last time these two teams played a couple of weeks ago in Columbus, the Oilers shut them out 4-0. So Blue Jackets out west, again, a team, Eastern team, late in the season, out in the Western Conference. I don't care how good you are, how bad you are. It's so difficult to get points out there. We saw them lose already to Calgary, so let's see what they can do against the Oilers as the Blue Jackets trying to hold off Montreal. Jets in the second of back-to-backs against a red-hot Vegas Golden Knights team, so that's a tough spot for Winnipeg. So we'll see if Nashville could take advantage. And the Sharks, trying to keep pace with the Flames, will take on the Kings. So you would think with the Senators and Flames, Senators in the second of back-to-back, Kings in Los Angeles. Good chance that those two teams will just stay pat as we go into the Friday competition. At Don LaGreca, hashtag game misconduct is the way to get in touch with me. Let's hear from you. David says, with the Wild in free fall and looking like they'll miss the playoffs, does this team approach the offseason with the idea of retooling the roster or tearing it down and starting with a younger core? Great question. Got a chance to see him back on Saturday. You've got older players, Parisi, Staal, Koivu hurt. Let's not forget about the injuries that the Wild have suffered through. Where would the Wild be if Koivu stayed healthy, if Dumba stayed healthy, Erickson Ek was healthy here late in the season? So I'm not trying to excuse the Minnesota Wild for the situation that they're in, but they've got some good players that they could really use right now in this free fall that aren't there. But Koivu's older, Parisi's older, Staal is older, so they've got to try to rebuild at some point, right? They've got some good younger players. I like the Rask acquisition from Carolina. I think he's a nice player. I think the Donato pickup was a tremendous one for Minnesota. So it's not like they're bereft of young talent, but when you look at the Wild, they really kind of built on a structure of some older veteran players. Suter, another one you want to throw in there when you start talking about the blue line. So not making the playoffs. The first question will be, since Fenton did not hire Bruce Boudreau, what's Boudreau's future as the head coach of the Minnesota Wild and how they'll decide to move it going forward? Donnell says, hey, Don, my question is for local hockey in the tri-state area. Do you think the Islanders are in trouble if they don't win any of these games down the stretch to make the playoffs, or do you see the Devils or Rangers winning the lottery to get Hughes? Well, it's a possibility for the Devils and the Rangers, certainly, probably more so for the Devils because they're behind the Rangers, and you take a look at the way both of those teams are playing. I'm not seeing a lot of wins out of either of them down the stretch, but Ottawa's going to have the best chance. Los Angeles is going to have a good chance. But there is the possibility because it's different than the NBA, right? Where all those teams are going to get that shot at getting the, that first pick. They may not necessarily get the first pick, but they're going to be in the running to at least be in the top four. I think that's the lowest that you can be. Like if Montreal misses the playoffs, they can't get the first overall pick, but they can get the four, which is different than it is in the NBA. But the point is that, yes, both of them can be pretty much locked in. I think the Rangers, last I checked, had like a 7-point-something chance of being getting the first overall pick. I think the Devils were close to like 10% chance. So, yeah, there is a mathematic chance for those guys to get the first overall pick. And I said it earlier, Donnell, in the podcast the other day after that really bad loss to Boston when they only had 13 shots on goal. I want to see how the Islanders rebound. They're going up against a desperate team in Montreal in a tremendous atmosphere at the Bell Center. I want to see how the Islanders come back after that loss. So I don't want to bury them just yet. They've struggled a little bit here, but let's see. If they end up putting up another dud tonight, yeah, then I would be concerned. I would probably say goodbye to the division, and then I would really start getting concerned in the state of mind of this team as they get down the stretch. And they're not healthy. Foppola's out. Eberle's day-to-day. So they've got some excuses as far as injuries are concerned. Plus, I think they're a little bit tired as they're trying to make this run for the division. But I think tonight will tell the story about the Islanders. NYR Fanatic says, given the Eastern Conference Finals last season and the playoff atmosphere last night, do you think there is a cross-division rivalry of sorts starting to form between the Capitals and the Lightning? Absolutely. When teams meet in the playoffs and they're this good, yeah, you're going to start to see some rivalries. There was feistiness last night. Good portion of the third period I thought was very feisty. You're loaded with stars on both teams, right? Loaded with stars. And listen, I think if the Lightning win the Stanley Cup, yeah, you're looking at the Caps winning it last year, Lightning maybe winning it this year, fact that they have to get through each other in order to win the Stanley Cup. Yeah, the rivalry's starting to brew a little bit. I mean, it's still, is it going to get to the level of Penguins and Caps because those teams are in the same division and seem to meet every year in the playoffs? But we get a second consecutive year of those two teams in the conference final. Yeah, I think you're going to start to see one of the best rivalries going, and it's marketable too, because of the fact that they just loaded with stars on both sides of the docket. Victor says, the Devils called up Jacobs. Josh Jacobs was called up today on the defense. He's going to wear number 40. He is the 41st player and 9th NHL debut of the year. Do you remember any team that got this bad of an injury bug? Yeah, I remember a few years ago, the Ottawa Senators had so many injuries, they literally, because of the salary cap, could not dress 20 players for a game. So it does happen sometimes. Plus, you know, the Devils are also in the motivation mode of trying to see what they have down in Binghamton, what to bring up. So maybe things would be a little bit different. Some of these guys that are injured might be fighting through the injuries if the team was a little bit closer to making the playoffs. But, yeah, the bug has been bad. I got to see some of the Devil guys, Steve Cangelosi, Ken Danico, Chico Resch, Matt Lachlan, when the Rangers were at Madison Square Garden last Saturday. And you can just see that they're just so devastated. They're dragging because there was so much optimism around the team after going to the playoffs last year. And when you lose your MVP the way they did in Hall, the trades they had were forced to make at the deadline, and rightly so. Schneider going so long without a win. I mean, when I called that game a couple of weeks ago, it was like I was calling a game of a minor league team. There were just so many players that I had never seen before or hadn't played before. Trent Grady hadn't played a National Hockey League game in 3 years. He was up there. So, yeah, it's been a bad situation for the Devils for sure. They probably just cannot wait to get out of this season and maybe have another lottery pick and continue to build and move forward. All right, let's go to Calvin, who says, do you see the Sharks goaltending costing them a chance at a Stanley Cup? And could you see a wild card team making a serious run at the Cup? If so, who are your outside chances? All right. Is the goaltending been a little bit of an issue here with San Jose down the stretch? Yes, but Jones has been to a Stanley Cup final before. I'm not going to say that's the reason why they would not win. I wouldn't get crazy because look at Calgary. There's a lot of inexperience between the pipes when that team tries to make a run, and that's obviously who you're fighting for the Pacific Division. So, no, I'm not ready to sit here and say that San Jose's goaltending is going to cost them down the stretch. Get Carlson back, get healthy, and I think you'll be a much better team. Obviously, because Tampa's sitting there, because of the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals sitting there, it's hard for me to fathom any of the wild card teams in the East making a run. I mean, right now it's Carolina and Columbus, and as good as the Carolina story is, are they beating Washington? Probably not. Are they beating Tampa? Most likely not. Same with Columbus. Montreal, Philadelphia, they get in the same thing. I don't think any of those teams are going to make a run. So you focus at the West, right? Because of the fact that you have a Winnipeg team that is not getting the goaltending they got last year. Hellebuck is not the same player that he was last year, although he's played better as of late. So Dallas and Arizona, hey, listen, I've got Ben Bishop if I'm Dallas, who was in Tampa when went to a Stanley Cup final with Dallas back in 2015. Big goaltender, can steal a series. Yeah, I could see Dallas making a run. I can't really see Arizona making one. Now, if Chicago were to sneak in with all the experience with a healthy Crawford, could that team make a run? Sure. So when I look at the West, I think that's the best chance of a wild card team coming out. And if Chicago makes it, I think they could be dangerous. And I really believe Dallas can be very, very dangerous. So those are the teams I probably would keep a major eye on if there is a chance of a wild card team or a Cinderella team making a run. Because, you know, would you be shocked if Winnipeg got bounced early? Would you be shocked if Calgary got bounced early? I mean, these aren't teams that are laden with a ton of history. I mean, Winnipeg made a run last year, but can I see Washington going out early, Tampa going out early? Probably not. So, and those of right now are the teams that the Eastern wildcard teams would have to face in the first round. So Michelle will join us tomorrow. So we're looking forward to talking to her. We'll also have our top five of the week tomorrow. So that's always fun. If you want to get in touch with me, at Don LaGreca, hashtag Game Misconduct. So I know you got all the college basketball to watch, and there's a lot of other things going on in sports. But you know what? Pay attention to these playoff races in the NHL because it's really going down to the wire. Might see some good hockey teams missing out on a chance to go to the playoffs. All right, so we'll talk to you again tomorrow. This is the Thursday edition of Game Misconduct.
Thanks for listening to the Game Misconduct Podcast. Looking for more Don LaGreca? Hear him on the Michael K. Show weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York. And worldwide on the ESPN app. And don't forget to subscribe to the Game Misconduct Podcast on the ESPN app, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.